What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, if you would just sort of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody knows George Carlin. I believe he was the Nostradamus. I mean, Mike, did you ever watch the last, like, speech he made to that reporter? He goes, like, my next-door neighbor's got a truck with a DVD player. I got to get a truck. You know, it's like, I mean, he was, you know, like, everybody wants to be the same. You know, everybody wants to be up with the Joneses, you know. Like, I mean, he was a great, but I want to get back to, like, again, Trump, Biden, Trump, Clinton, nothing's changed. Joe, you said it, but you're wrong, Joe, okay? Law and order president, where? There ain't no law and order. Joe, you know that. You know why? He's letting it rip. He's letting it rip to allow it to happen. That's it. That's what's going on. They're not going to do anything about this, okay? It's up to the governor and the National Guard. And Joe, that guy, that kid, that 17-year-old's not a hero. He's a thug, dude. Like, him and his few friends went to the sheriff, asked to be deputized. None of them have riot or police experience, right? None of them have military experience. And I don't know if you saw the video, Mike. He was just shooting down the street, like just people filming stuff. I mean, you don't do that, man. I mean, come on. To call him a hero, and then you know what's scarier, Mike? He walked past the police cars and the, you know, and the MRAPs. That, you know, maybe was a tactical error because he could have come back around. That was a bad mistake by the police. But, and then, if he's such a hero, he got arrested out of state. He fled. So he did wrong. He fled. He fled the scene. You know, so he was a thug. They're thugs. You got thugs on both sides. That's what's going on, Mike. You know what it is, Mike? Everybody's coming out of the woodwork, you know, with their cameras, with their agendas, you know. It's sad. It's sad what's going on, and I don't think it's going to be fixed because I said it days ago. This is a declining empire, guys. People don't want to hear that. This is why you had Trump and Hillary and Trump and Biden. This is all we have left. We have nobody. Who do we have? Like, if who does the Republican Party have if they don't have Trump, Mike? Nikki Haley? Would you vote for Nikki Haley, the one who says Biden will give you Iran and ISIS? That statement, Mike, that statement aggravated me because what do we have now? Saudi Arabian ISIS, right? So, Iran, see, Iran had nothing to do with ISIS. Saudi Arabia is linked to ISIS because of the Wahhabi. So that was like a fraudulent statement, you know? And no, we're not a racist country, but we're a killer nation. You know, we like killing. You know, we're imperialists, man. We're militarized, guys. You know, look at the police, man. If you go back to 1950 and to now, do the police look like the police from the 90s? You know, I mean, it's just, you look at the police from 1950, yeah, they had billy clubs, but they got MRAPs now, man. You know, I mean, come on, man. It's like a different era. You know, something's gone wrong, guys. You know, and to think either party's going to fix anything, dude, they got their money. They got their getaways. We ain't got them, okay? And Mike, I got angry at Joe for saying this punk is a hero. He's not, because he shot just willy-nilly around, dude. Like, that's just not being professional, you know?
No.
And anyway, militia members are not part of the police and the National Guard. Like, I don't know. Does anybody know what time that incident happened? Because if that happened after the curfew, then those militia guys shouldn't be out on the streets either, right? Because they're not part of the people that are supposed to be out, the police and the National Guard. I mean, so what he did was wrong, Joe. Okay, and Mike, before I get off the phone, I got one more thing to say to Tom.
Yeah.
And that's Tom from Florida, and you keep bringing up Cuba and Venezuela, and I ask you, because you're always railing against communism and socialism, it's not the system that fails. It's the people that run it Why don't you lift the sanctions off those countries? What? You know, Mike, Trump, you all want to vote for Trump? Mike, did you see the incident in Syria with the Russian helicopters? Today? Was it today?
Which incident was that where they got the 300 militants?
No, you didn't see the chase with the American Humvee, the MRAPs, being chased by Russian armored vehicles and two, was it MI-7 helicopters? You didn't see that video today?
No, I didn't see that.
Go on Zero Edge, check out the video. Holy crap. Mike, you people think you're going to vote for Trump and change the system or stop the wars? Go watch this video. This was an incident, man. Watch the video, Mike, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And by interesting coincidence, our next caller is Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael. Yeah, good day to you. Here we go again with this Dustin. This guy's like dust in the wind, man. This guy's like unbelievable. Here he's going to tell me about Cuba and Venezuela. This guy's going to talk, will you lift the sanctions? Are you kidding me? And this guy, look, Dustin, why don't you take some of your money and get a trip to Cuba, okay? Why don't you go take a, pay a visit to Cuba or go to pay a visit to Venezuela, okay? And by the way, Mike, before I go
Tom, let me cut in here a little bit because Dustin does raise a point. One of the reasons conditions are so bad in Venezuela and Cuba is because of all these sanctions being imposed by the United States. If we really want to get the measure of whether these systems work or not, let's take off the sanctions and see how well they do.
Well, hey, Mike, they were doing pretty good when they were promoting capitalism. When they're promoting their communism ideology, what happened? They crumbled. It's like the USSR. Russia. Okay.
Now, wait a minute, Tom, you've missed the point. When they went socialist communist, that's when the sanctions got thrown onto them. Okay, I'm saying you really want an accurate test about whether socialism can work, let's have some place that's socialist that is not encumbered with all these embargoes and sanctions and the rest of it, and see if they can make it work.
Socialism didn't work in Sweden, Mike, did it? It didn't work in England too well. I mean, socialism's not working in Europe too well. They got socialist societies. Come on with their medical problems and all that. Look, Mike, here's what I want to get back to. I want to salute young man, Sandman. I want to salute Sandman, Nicholas Sandman. You know what? He should have drove up to that convention yesterday in a Ferrari, paid by CNN and all the communists. That's what he should have done. I don't know if he rolled up in that convention in a Rolls Royce or he's in a Lincoln Memorial, but that Sandman's going to end up with $200-300 million. I'm going to doubt he gets $1 billion out of these leftist communist media. And, you know, we hear this Dustin every time. This guy, Dustin, your other caller's going to come, and I love it. You know, this Dustin's talking about Trump. Hey, Dustin, why your state of New Jersey keep voting for a guy like Murphy, that Murphy, surf imbecile, and then you got that criminal, what's the senator over there, Mendez? Come on, Dustin, mm-hmm. You're going to talk about Trump. You better look at Robert Mendez. And you're going to talk about Trump all the time, Dustin. That's all it can squeeze out of your mouth is how bad Trump is. Trump hasn't done nothing right in your eyes. But you know what? You got a Mendez. You got a Murphy that has plundered your state. You guys are taxed to death. I'm surprised you're still in that state, Dustin. You must have a good job over there making a lot of money to stay in that state. Or you must get a disability or something, because I don't know how most people can stay in that state of New Jersey the way they're taxed to death. And the gas prices and food prices. It's unbelievable. And I hear this guy spew all the time about Trump. Hey, Dustin, you need to jump off the Trump train and jump on the Mendez train then. Or go with the Murphy guy. You know, like I told you yesterday, Mike, yeah, Tulsi Gabbard may have been a good candidate for she's the only one that had a halfway decent chance of bringing this country together maybe as a Democrat. But you know what? These Democrats are all flipped out, Mike. There's something wrong with them. And that was proven at the convention. Yes, last night when Pam Bondi exposed Biden, she ripped him up like a can opener about Hunter Biden and all his family members becoming millionaires off of Biden. Biden needs to be investigated. He needs grand juries. He should be indicted and put in prison. That fumbling buffoonery of Biden, and Dustin's going to drag on Trump. Why don't you rag on Biden too, Dustin? Make it equal, fair, and balanced. I mean, every time this guy Dustin and some of the other callers on, it's all Trump. Hey. Trump better than an alternative, my friend. That's why you're voting for him, Mike, ain't you? In your great state of Indiana, you're going to vote for him?
Yep.
Okay, so back to Dustin. Yeah, Dustin, you call out a lot of people, but you don't like when people call you out. That's all I got to say, Mike, really. today because I'm a little perturbed at this guy. All he does is call out people that he don't agree with, and you know, now he's going to tell me how great communism can be. Communism can get me? Are you kidding me? Seriously? You kind of try to come down here and sell that to the people out here in South Florida about how great communism could have been. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to fly. So you know what, Mike? Going back to a couple of the other callers, the one guy was right about the statistics. Mike, I did look at the statistics you were talking about earlier. I really appreciate you doing that. Did you see the numbers of white women being raped by Afro-Americans? Did you look at that, Mike?
I didn't catch that one.
Well, I hope you do, and I hope you get to see the movie White Man's Burden. Like I asked you if you could watch that one night and talk about it. And also want to know if you had a chance to see Uncle Tom yet.
No, I have not had a chance to see either of those.
Well, when you get a chance to see Uncle Tom, Mike, and you talk about it the next day after you see it, I think you're going to agree with me. Probably 30, 40, maybe 50% of the Afro-Americans will vote Republican. They will never be Democrats again. I really believe that. That's how powerful that video is. So anyway, I know you got other callers, but and Mike, as far as when you look at the FBI statistics of crime, if white men were raping black women in the numbers that blacks are doing whites, I think we'd have a major problem in this country. But of course, we got now. I mean, we got a major problem as it is. Okay, and then Nelson's calling out that 17-year-old kid being a thug and all that. Well, look, it goes on both sides here, man. You know, like I told you yesterday, Mike, yeah, some of these cops are bad eggs, but you know what? A lot of these people don't want to follow the law, Mike. They're breaking the law, and the law is the law. And that's the bottom line. The law is the law. And the Democrats, if they get in power, it will be like the Wild Wild West 100 times over. So that's basically all I got to say. Thank you for taking my call. You got other calls. I hope you a couple calls. I hope that guy Dave called in, and he had some great calls yesterday, believe it or not. I hope to hear from Miles, and there's a lady in Florida. I forgot her name, and I hope she called in. She's very good. So I can't remember her name right off the bat, but I think it's Rachel, I think. I don't know. Anyway, Mike, thank you for taking my call. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? Glad I called.
Well, it's been kind of busy so far.
I'm glad I called after Dustin. Hey, Dustin, that kid is a hero. He's what America is made of. The figures, you from the Northeast, from Jersey.
Mark, are you there?
All right, Mike. Sorry, every time I talk to you, it seems like I was just eating something, so I'd swallow it. Okay. So let me tell you something. I can tell you from Jersey, okay? New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Connecticut, these are some of the most un-American states in the United States. Doesn't mean everybody in there is un-American. I'm from New York originally. I think it's an asshole, and I got out of there, okay? One of the reasons it's an asshole is because of people like you who think, oh, we just got to rely on the police or on a government of some kind, and everything will be fine. We can't have people, you know, practicing their constitutional rights. And every time a guy like you sees a gun, probably, Dustin, you hide under the table like you do, hiding from that stupid virus that probably doesn't even exist. Okay? While you're wearing a dumb mask. That's the problem with people like you, Dustin. That boy is a hero. 17-year-old kid. Okay? He's got cojones the size of basketballs. Right? He did exactly what he had to do against the vermin known as Antifa. All right? Now, I don't necessarily even agree with the shooting, with the cops, what they did. I've been, all the years I've worked in different types of law enforcement and corrections, I've been on a lot of different cases of force. And I don't think that called for deadly force. I think they could have dragged that guy out. You know, they should have jumped on the guy first before he got in the car. You don't shoot it seven times into a vehicle when he has little kids in there on top of it. Even if he had a knife, which I don't know if he did, I think it was unjustified. One of the problems is the kind of people they're recruiting into these departments today. They're recruiting a lot of weak, you know, physically inept people, also people with very little common sense, a lot of women that don't know what they're doing. I don't say no woman can do the job, but most women are not MMA fighters, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Power lifters, okay? Most of the women they recruit are useless. And a lot of the men they recruit also are useless. That's probably what this leads to. They probably were afraid, and they opened fire, which there really was no reason for, at least from what I could see in that video. And maybe there's something else there that I don't know. From what I could see in that video, they could have jumped him. I think there were about four or five cops and just one of him. Okay? So I don't think that shooting was justified. However, it's also not justified is to attack innocent people, to burn down small businesses that, by the way, are suffering enough because of this dumb lockdown that shouldn't even be existing. And as far as the police go, they're not standing on the side of the armed citizens. As a matter of fact, I heard the sheriff, and, you know, some sheriffs are constitutional sheriffs and do what they're supposed to do. I won't deputize any of them. Okay, and they're trying to prosecute this kid on top of everything else. So I'm not on the side of the police. I mean, I'm not either. I'm on the side of the citizens. The citizens of this country, honest, decent citizens, who finally are sick and tired of seeing this country go to, you know what, go to hell, I should say. Okay, they're tired of it, and they're fighting back. And there's going to be more fighting back. It's not only on what's going on with Antifa, but also when they're talking about forcibly injecting us with their vaccine poison, making people wear these stupid masks. This is not Brisbane, Australia. This is the United States, and we do have that Second Amendment, which obviously, Dustin, you don't respect. You don't respect the Constitution of your own country, Dustin. But that's not unusual, because there's so many people like that in the Northeast, okay, especially in New Jersey and New York, at least New York City. I shouldn't say upstate New York is a different story. New Jersey, pretty much the whole state is like that. So, you know, say that boy isn't a hero, Dustin. You're certainly no hero. You're certainly no hero. You cower under your bed worrying about an invisible virus that probably is no worse than the season. It's probably not even as bad as the seasonal flu that's coming out now. Probably basically a bad cold. Okay? And here you go, you have the gall to criticize this guy and to talk about, well, he's not the police or the military. You better believe he's not. That's not what this country is founded on anyway. Founded on militias. That's what this country is founded on, Mike.
Yes.
Justin, you should be ashamed of yourself, man. Believe it or not, I agree with him on Venezuela, because Venezuela, first of all, Maduro is not a communist. He's actually a Christian. Admitted Christian, as is Ortega there in Nicaragua. Nicaragua banned abortion. I don't know if, I don't think Venezuela did the same thing, but Nicaragua did. He also banned gay marriages. I mean, Ortega, even though he may be a communist or a socialist or some, he's certainly no, he's not a neoliberal. Like Dustin probably is. Well, that's all. I mean, I'm glad I got in after Dustin, okay? That really pissed me off, Mike. That really pissed me off. Because I lived.
Well, I kind of got that feeling.
Yeah, I lived among people like Dustin for many years, okay? And they disgusted me. And when I was a peace officer there in New York, the union hated me. Because I used to go, they used to, you know, call for, oh, citizens shouldn't have guns, only we should have guns. I used to go to meetings, and I used to say, you guys are clowns. You're going against our Constitution, okay? So, you know, they hated me. I don't play
okay,
that.
Okay, well, all Mark, right. Mark, we got to let you go and take a break for commercials. Got more callers waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
Tired tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to go back to the phones to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello, Peter in California. Are you there? Okay, obviously we have a problem there, so let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Doing, Mike. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
Are you there? Great. Well, I wanted to call, I'll respond to Dustin a little bit. You know, I looked up, trying to find how much money they actually, regarding the wall down there in Bannon. I looked up, his general worth is over $10 million. And it seems like he's, when you get older in life, I think the people have, like, you know, concerns about their legacy. And they just, this has so much exposure. I just think that... you know, he's got to, sure, try him, but it's all alleged right now. I can't find exactly that he may have taken $1 million. I know he's flown down there. They said it was all volunteered, but they do have expenses. How much money? So I'm thinking 12, let's say 25 million. They've spent 5 to 10 million, 15 million left. There's six people about involved in it. You know, maybe they're all pocketing 2 or 3 million. You kind of have to claim that. I believe you just can't take that money and not claim it. You know, maybe it's they can get him on a lie that he defrauded. I guess I don't know the legalities of it, but I just don't see it. A guy that has over 10 million, I guess with only 10 million, maybe a million does mean something, but has an awful lot of exposure. I just think that they needed him as a front man because the other guys are more wheelers and dealers behind him. But again, he comes from Goldman Sachs, Hollywood, Breitbart, and he does talk well on his feet. He does seem like a guy that has some things. So has some, you know, some class to him, but maybe they do. Like maybe Dustin's right. We'll have to wait and see what happens. And the only thing I can other add about talking the other day about like Jake Tapper on the news, it's funny, he's trying to equate this QAnon group and people that meet them with the BLM, that the left has BLM, the right has QAnon. And if you look into what they're accused of, because he said, oh, they're kidnapping, they're murdering, they're arson, you know. And I looked it up, and it's, in each case, it's one person, this mother, middle-aged mother, wanted to get her son back or something from somewhere. One woman that happened to go to QAnon meetings, and somebody at the QAnon meeting helped him. This other guy, like, vandalized a church. He knocked down candles and stuff like that. It's a bigger deal. It's exactly four people, but the way they promote it in the media sounds like, oh, they're just as bad compared to what you're seeing with BLM, where these two people just got shot the other night, you know, for the protesters. It's way off base. And then the other thing is this GAO I didn't get to was that they were behind when Pelosi came up with the articles of impeachment, whatever happened to that. And then at the same time, the GAO almost in lockstep came out with him withholding money from Ukraine, which was kind of a dead issue. It's all political. It's a dead issue. Nothing happened with it, but they talked it up in the news. And to answer sort of what, you know, the not good enough stuff with Dustin, it's just like he's been fighting this kind of stuff. Trump, again, I believe he hasn't done as much as he said he should have by now, but you had the government, you had these guys conspiring against them. The Congress wasn't really pushing it. It looked like it, but they're gone. That Speaker of the House was moved on to a cushy job, but he didn't really push things. I think they all conspired against him on the establishment side. You know, he could do much. Maybe he can do more and put down his foot, but and again, he could be right. But he's been fought along the way, and halfway through, they scammed out the Congress. You know, because of this Russia collusion, they're able to take over the Congress. And now we have Nancy Pelosi back doing all this crap and stuff. And again, and the last thing would be the Federal Vacancies Reform Act. I still hear that popping up. And it has something to do with the regard to the established order of succession, which doesn't, to me, make a difference. If you want to appoint somebody to the Department of Homeland Security, I could see why the Democrats would want to get in there, because they'd loosen up the border a little bit, because that's their job,
yes.
The border, who they're letting in and stuff. It's clear to me. It's Carolyn Maloney here in New York, it looks like, and somebody else, Bernie Thompson, sent it over to this GAO, which is run by a deep state Obama appointee, has been in there since the mid-70s. That's like I said the other day, that's freaky how long they've been in there and stuff.
Yes.
And they trust them. They, you know, think about how much, even he's more probably political than Fauci is, lasting decades in his bureaucracy. You know, you know, it's Machiavellian, you know. So
it is.
I don't know, I'm just surprised that they got Bannon, that he would do it. I think he's, my theory is he's a front man. And to imply that, who do we have? We have the guys, the best that we have to offer. We got to deal with it. Everybody, Rand Paul.
Okay, Mark, we got to let you
Rand
go.
Paul all right, thank you.
Got to take another break for commercials. More callers waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Bobby in Florida. Hello, Bobby. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now. You're on the air.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not seeing a bunch of people rioting here. Just like, I don't, you know what? I think the news, I think the media is the worst freaking enemy of everybody because they create all this stuff. You know, what if and I know you can't do it because it's unconstitutional. Just, well, the media is part of it anyway. But if the media wasn't there, it's like a kid, you know, wanting a lot of attention. You know, we're going to go burn a city down. Well, go ahead. We're not going to film it. We're tired of filming it. Well, they're not going to burn it down. They want attention. It's all part of the whole, I don't know. It just seems like if you turn a TV on, there was puppy dogs and people gardening and stuff like that. Everybody'd be a lot more happier. Everywhere I go, black people are opening doors for me. It's always like that. They stop and let me pull in a parking lot. I'm not going to be hating on anybody. And it's easy to say, you know, and what about the a republic? You know, how about a constitutional republic? I hear all this socialism and ism and communism. I like to kind of keep what we were supposed to have, and I think it could be done without even in another name. You just have to, you know, fix a few things that need to be fixed there, you know, especially with the billionaires. You know, we talked about that before. This shouldn't be, if we can ever fix this thing, this billionaire stuff's got to stop. you know, get down to the 50 million a person, you know, I'd put a cap on that because, well, you know, I don't have to say anymore. But another thing I want to tell you, this COVID thing, my brothers, for 7 weeks, I have a stepbrother who lives 35 miles away. I don't see him a lot. I talk to him on the phone once in a while, but my other brother here is a stepbrother. His brother tells me that he's had it for 7 weeks now. He keeps testing positive. And he told me the first 4 or 5 days of it was the worst, and then he got over it. And now his wife had it, and she doesn't have it anymore. They both work at Walmart. My neighbor's got something. It was like the runs, like, you know, diarrhea and a head and aching in the body and all for like a week. And then they were scared to go get tested. I told them not to. So there is some kind of crap, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news. I wish it was a lot, but there is some kind of funk going around. You know,
yes, there is.
And I know people who work in the medical field. My friend, he works at the hospital for a couple of weeks ago. They had like, he said there was 10, 12 people in the hospital. They said they were, and he didn't see them. His mother works at the doctor's office. And at the doctor's office, they had one person who died. She was a woman in her 50s. She did have COPD problems, you know, breathing. And she seemed to be okay. She went to the hospital for a few days. She went home, and she thought the symptoms were all gone. And she just died. You know, so there is something going around. I'm not saying it's a pandemic. You know, my cure to everything is you know, take care of your immune system. Now, I think that's the way to go. Best, what else can you do? But the mask thing, no. I mean, I'm still anti-mask. I'm still with you guys on all this. But there is some funk going around, for sure.
Yes.
I believe it because these people are not going to lie to me, okay? I still see people walking around. It's 110 degrees outside with masks on. I just can't figure that out, man. You know, but I'm glad it doesn't happen. All this stuff isn't happening here. It's just always the same nationalists, but then I don't know. There's a lot of white nationalist things. You can go in some bad alleys and take some bad turns on the internet and find some people who just say the N-word all day long. Like N-word. You know, I don't want to hear that crap, man. You know, you're not going to get anywhere with that. Some people want national socialism. Well, you know what? That's not going to work either. All right. I don't believe so. There's too many people here, and we don't want to go back to that. You know, I personally don't want to be walking around with a swastika on me. You know, it's just stupid. Everybody gets upset and they love it. We're all playing into their game. You know, here we're arguing over a black guy who shot this person or that. I don't believe in God. I don't see that going around here, you know, and I don't think I will either. I think a lot of this stuff is made to just turn us against each other, and it's working very well. It's working really good. So we got to stop and think about that. That box is sitting in your living room or even your computer, whatever. The stuff coming out of there that makes you angry, that's exactly what they want to do. We should be talking about growing gardens, backup power, because some stuff's coming. They've got plans. And it's coming towards that. And that's what I've been thinking when all this started. Oh, no. Get everything in a row. Start learning about gardening, growing your own food, managing with people, you know, networking with people. I have some Puerto Rican people who are living out in the kind of country I've met, and they garden. And I'm going for that, you know. But turn that damn television off. I'll let you go, Mike. I thought I'd put that out there for you, let everybody know.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and we're going to switch over to Mike in Florida. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're on the air.
Cool. All right. I've been listening for like 5 years, and I just figured I'd finally call in after the shooting and stuff last night. I think the one percenters and the fake two-party politicians and the powers of be and all the little COINTELPRO three-letter agencies and everything, they're going to try, like, it appears the end game of trying to trick us all into hating each other over our color or religion or whatever. And, you know, like George Carlin said, it's one big club and we're not in it. All of us of all our different colors and everything, we have to come together, because the real battle is going to be a revolution against that 1%. We can't get tricked into fighting each other.
Well, you're right. That's what you're trying to do. It's called divide and conquer. And Apparently, the one percenters must really be afraid of the rest of us, because look how hard they're working to try and keep us at each other's throats.
And I think basically the Democrats and Republicans are on the same team, and none of them are going to do anything for any of us. And basically all I have to say, that's it. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to switch over to Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Joe from Tennessee was right. I'd share a foxhole with that man any day. You know, bear with me, because I'm still wiping a vomit off of my chin from that call from New Jersey. That's a perfect example why I left that godforsaken, wretched state of New Jersey years ago, because of the white American cowards. Let me tell you something. Make no mistake. Those kind of people would give my enemy a map with directions right to my front door if I was still there. And all you patriots who live among them, get away from them. They're dangerous. Even God in the Bible says, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I say spew away. When the crap hits the fan, you're going to start to see the weaknesses of these people who call themselves conservatives, who only like to complain and gab away nonstop, endlessly. You'll never see a militia. Repeat, you'll never see militia take a knee or wash the feet of BLM or Antifa. How dare this man say law enforcement? Law enforcement ain't going to save this country. That's proven already. How stupid can you be? These idiots who call and make these kind of comments deserve what they're going to get. Drop their drawers, bend over backwards, spread wide and grab your ankles, because that's what they're going to get. They're cowards. That's all I got to say, Mike.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the phone call. I'm going to switch over to James in Tokyo. Ohio Gazimus, James, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. James, I wanted to talk about
Shooting.
I wanted to talk about the shooting.
Yep.
And, the last caller and four callers ago, they were kind of, I guess, angry at Dustin. And, to be honest, Dustin has been anti-American about every call. He does remind me of an old lady from a Twilight Zone episode who's hiding in her basement to escape Mr. Death. He might be a little too scared about the virus, but I actually wanted to talk about the shooting because that really makes me angry. I saw the shooting of the guy who got shot in the head. Before that happened, they threw a Mazel Tov cocktail at the guy. They wanted to burn him alive. So a guy got shot in the head, and after that, while they're trying to put a scarf over his head to save his life, they were like, we got to call the police. These are people that want to eliminate the police, who are destroying everything. As far as that hero, the 17-year-old kid, he has an automatic rifle, and the idiots of Antifa are chasing a guy with an automatic rifle where one of them has a pistol. He's lucky that he shot those people and shot that guy's arm off, because he would have been killed. He did nothing wrong in trying to save a gas station and these mob groups from burning down the entire neighborhood. Now, if he lived there or not, from Wisconsin or from Illinois, it doesn't matter. People have to stand up to this BLM and Antifa, and this kid's a hero, and it sickens me that he's going to be prosecuted.
Well, it sickens me that the McCloskeys are going to be prosecuted as well, because, I mean, there's clearly an agenda out there to tell people don't defend your home against these looters.
Yeah, absolutely correct. But if the police aren't going to do it for you, it gives you no choice but to do it by yourself. A good friend of mine in New York City, he had his restaurant looted, spent his whole life in that restaurant working hard, and eventually got two of them. But he has to leave New York now. One of them was looted to so much that he can't reopen, and the other one he can't reopen because he could only serve food outside near some hotel where they're housing convicts and drug addicts and stuff. So when the police and the government is not there to protect you, I mean, what other choice is there but to protect yourself?
Well, I'm in agreement with you, but, as we're seeing with these prosecutions of the McCloskeys and so forth, and this kid from last night, the agenda coming down from the government definitely is that you don't have a right to self-defense. And if the police aren't there to protect you, well, I guess you're just out of luck.
That's it. You're out of luck. Anyway, hey, that's all I have to say, Mike, and wish you and the harp-playing angel a very nice day. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll pass that on to her. Well, let's switch over to Greg in Australia. Hello, Greg. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
G'day, Mike. How are you going?
Doing fine.
Mate, I've rehearsed this many times over the years, but never have I had a tone in my voice like this. Australia is under attack. I live
yes.
in Victoria. The plandemic that they have going here is completely and utterly bogus. We had 24 people died yesterday, equal to the most number of people that have passed in this state. And yet it got very little mention on the news for the simple fact that of those 24 people, one was a woman in her 60s, three were men in their 70s, 10 were people in their 90s and 80s, and 10 were people in their 90s. They are all older people, most of which are associated with aged care. The life expectancy for aged care in Australia is 40% of people will die within 9 months. We're counting people that die of old age with COVID as COVID fatalities, and as a result, we have a power-mad premier, we have a power-mad chief medical officer, we have a power-mad police force, police minister, who are locking down Victoria, imposing curfews, imposing travel restrictions. Where are your papers? You can't have people round to your house. You mustn't do this. You can't do that. You can't go more than 5 kilometres from your home for most of Melbourne. Luckily, I'm on the edge of that. But this is serious. They are doing it, and it's being echoed not just in Victoria or the other states. The other states are doing similar things, not as draconian as Victoria, but it's also being echoed and supported tacitly by the federal government. So all of Australia is now under threat from this plandemic. And I've heard one of the commentators here in Australia today call it an IQ-demic, because you have to be of a certain level of IQ to actually believe the numbers that they're telling us. And honestly, it is absolutely farcical, the verbiage and the narrative that's coming out of the Premier's mouth. He has lost the plot. He is drunk on power, and he is imprisoning the Victorian people. Big media are complicit in this. You don't hear a story on the mainstream media that speaks anything but the party narrative. You don't see any big business arcing up and saying this is not right. This, well, with the exception of perhaps Qantas, our national airline carrier that lost 8,500 jobs. But business is complicit. Media is complicit. Sports are complicit. The medical industrial complex is complicit. It is disgusting, despicable, and it has to stop. And anyone who is in Australia listening to this call, you need to get active now, because if you don't, this will come to your state, and it will come soon, and it will come hard. And I don't know what their end game is, but all I do know is I have a terrible, terrible feeling of trepidation in my stomach.
It does sound serious, and we have been reading a lot of articles about what's going on down there, and just how completely draconian it is, and certainly stands in sharp contrast with Sweden, which basically treated this whole COVID-19 with a shrug and seemed to have come through it fairly unscathed.
And even if you compare, say, France and places like that, a lot of places in Europe have a great increase in cases, but very little increase in mortality, because they're either treating it better or there's some form of herd immunity. So this is a storm in the teacup, and the Premier, who help draft our state of emergency, and we've actually gone past the state of emergency. We're now in a state of disaster. He actually helped draft it with a six-month sunset clause, now wants to extend it past the 6 months, which is due to finish on the 9th, the 13th for another year, and they're now debating whether it will be a year or whether it will be 6 months or whether we'll have a little committee to look over the oversight. In the meantime, a police officer can come to my house, enter my house without warrants, take me away without warrants, seize any part of my property without cause just because they think so. The police minister can actually overturn any law in Victoria should they want to.
Okay, Greg, stay on the line. I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. I want to finish up this story. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
Our show here, we're finishing up with Greg in Australia, who's telling us that the draconian anti-COVID measures down there include the police being able to enter your home without a warrant, take you away without a warrant, confiscate any of your property they feel is contaminated. My question would be, how do we know the police entering your home aren't carrying the COVID-19 virus?
Well, that's been a big point of contention down here in Australia. They keep telling us how many people have got the COVID virus and have died from the COVID virus. However, they haven't said that one police officer, one ambulance officer, one medical professional, one checkout chick, who, and these people are dealing with the public all day, every day, especially the medical and the ambos. You know, they're dealing with people who are sick, and not one of them has died. And it seems in Australia we've lost something like 500 people. Only 13 of them have been under the age of 60. So it's obviously not a deadly pandemic, and they're still beating it up like it's the most deadly, contagious thing that you've ever seen. It is a big hoax. It is planned. It is by design, and I've used the word lockstep. I'm actually in the process of calling every one of our 128 state representatives. I've done about 101 of them, and I'll finish that up today, expressing my views in no uncertain terms to let them know that we cannot let this state of emergency go one moment longer. The police minister actually has the power in her hands to suspend any law in Victoria. So even if we do manage to get the Premier not to be able to have the sunset clause changed by Parliament, the police minister can then, by her fiat, decide that that law is no longer in the interests of public health and can suspend that law, and a state of emergency and hence a state of disaster can be extended forever, for as long as they possibly want. It is disgusting, it's disgraceful, it's un-Australian, it's undemocratic, and it's pretty bloody close to treason for mine.
All right. Well, listen, I wish you a lot of luck down there. And, you know, if they get away with it down there, they're going to be doing it up here as well. So thank you for the phone call, Greg.
Exactly.
We're going to let you go. And we're going to go to Al in West Virginia. Al, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Al, are you there?
Actually, I'm back in. It's Dustin. All right, I got to call.
Hello,
and respond.
Dustin.
Mike, I got to respond to Australia and stuff. You know, if you're 60 years old, you would be, you know, complaining because you'd be worried. But, Mike, people calling in call me unpatriotic. Come on, I've been calling for a long time. How can you say that? Like, I mean, Mike, I've been calling since John from Brisbane. People calling saying I'm unpatriotic. Mike, I'm going to call in tomorrow. I'm very upset. Have a good night.
Okay, well, thanks an awful lot. Okay. It was a contentious day on the phones, no doubt about that. We're keeping an eye on Hurricane Laura, and as a matter of fact, we're getting a thunderstorm over us right now. And according to Hal Turner, storm may actually reach Cat 5 before it hits landfall, which is expected at 1 a.m. Central Time tonight. Anyway, there's the music. It's time for us to end this show. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. We need all of your help. And besides, this weekend's my birthday. So send your good wishes along with that. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.